Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Attorney General has filed a desperate appeal in the case involving 13 pro-lifers who counsel women and share the gospel on public sidewalks outside a New York abortion clinic. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this case, as you know, we've shared this on Faith and Freedom before, was filed by the former New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman. He did a press conference outside of the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, and the case is against 13 pro-lifers, one of which we represent, Scott Fitchett Jr., an elementary school teacher who shares the gospel on public sidewalks in New York, including in front of this abortion clinic. We went to a four-week trial. The New York Attorney General was seeking an injunction to prohibit any of these 13 people from coming near this abortion clinic, this Planned Parenthood facility, this pro-abortion facility. It goes back all the way to 1971.
I know.
And then after the hearing, while we're waiting for the order, he had to resign because of abuse allegations against women. Several women came forth and he stepped down. Now his number two person became the number one acting attorney general. And on the very last day, Matt, of the ruling that ruled in our favor, 103-page order from the lower court judge, that judge ruled in our favor, denying the request from the New York Attorney General. On the last day, the acting New York Attorney General filed an appeal in this case, and it, frankly, is a desperate appeal. Frankly, it's frivolous.
Yeah, frivolous, and you wonder if it's just spiteful, too. And it's clearly an abuse of the judicial system. It's an abuse of authority of the AG there. They know they're fighting a losing battle. They know this was frivolous from the start. So now they're just trying to punish the defendants here by dragging it on. And thankfully, Liberty Counsel is here, and by, you know, with the gifts and the generosity of listeners and supporters of Liberty Counsel, you're able to defend Scott Fitchett and others like this. But the whole goal here is to drag this out and make it as painful as possible, even facing the inevitable, which I believe will be that this will be upheld. But it's just to punish defendants.
You know, I don't even like the word clinic when you say abortion clinic, because you think clinic is somewhere where you go to get well, but these abortion facilities
is where you go to kill.
Is where you go to kill. And these, you know, it's so tragic. These people are so jaded with the value of life that they are fighting desperately to allow these women to go and kill their children. It's just, I can't believe it.
Well, the lower court judge issued a ruling of 103 pages denying the Office of the Attorney General's injunction against the pro-lifers and noted that the testimony was, quote, biased and unreliable. This is the testimony put on by the Attorney General of New York. Biased and unreliable. When you see something like that in a court order, it is very, very, very exceptionally rare that against the state or anyone, they would say that the testimony is biased and unreliable.
And ridiculous, too.
Yeah, and they said that the most problematic of the credibility issues discussed below is the tendency for the Office of the Attorney General witness testimony to exaggerate.
Liars.
The impropriety yeah. of the defendant's conduct and to omit mitigating circumstances. I'm reading. In this regard, the order says, it is notable that despite the availability of hundreds of hours of video evidence, the OAG has not cited a single video, hundreds of hours, not a single video that corroborates the witness testimony. Instead, the video evidence, listen to this, contradicts the escort's accounts of protester conducting specific occasions.
And this is the highest legal office in the state.
Yeah.
Take note.
And yeah, you know. So one of these witnesses is Mary Lou Greenberg. And who is she? Well, she's the head of the so-called clinic escorts. These are people who escort these women up to the abortion clinic from their cars, and they shout, they push away anybody. They don't want anyone to come anywhere close to the women. They don't want any words of comfort or opportunity to be shared with them. They just want to lead them to their death, to the death of their children. That's all they're doing. And so the head of that group, Mary Lou Greenberg, she is the longtime spokesman. I think it goes back to the 1980s, early 1980s. Mm-hmm. So she's been the spokesperson from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
For what? The Revolutionary Communist Party USA. Now, she doesn't just have socialistic communist ideas. She has the ideas that we need to engage, they need to engage in a violent overthrow of the United States of America, mm-hmm. to take up arms, to have a civil war, a bloody battle, to overpower their opposition, to then gain the victory through a bloodshed war, violent war, to ultimately overthrow America and rename the United States of America to the Revolutionary Communist Party,
yeah.
or the Communist Party USA, to rename it, and then to impose martial law, to suspend the rule of law, so that during that time, after they take over the United States of America, they can punish the people who didn't support them. And at some point in time, after they punish everybody who doesn't agree, then they can ultimately begin to bring back, quote, law and order. I mean, this is the person who's the spokesperson for this group for about three decades, and you can see her gushing over Mao Zedong, who is responsible for about 60 million deaths.
Yeah.
Who ultimately, some of his supporters cannibalized professors of education during his coup and genocide. This is her hero. And
yeah.
this is a witness that the attorney general put on the stand.
A state's witness, one of the chief's witnesses for the AG there. And this is, there's a word for that. It's called sedition. I mean, those are actionable of offenses to call for the violent overthrow of the United States government. That's a crime.
Treason, yeah.
It's a crime.
She needs to spend some time in a communist country and see how she really feels, you know.
Well, and you know, it's one thing to hold different political views. It's
yeah.
another thing to advocate the violent overthrow of the United States of America. That is a crime.
Yes.
You cannot advocate without criminal liability that you take up arms and have a revolutionary coup against the United States of America.
But yes, but yet the highest legal officer is using her as a witness.
Yeah. And this is the kind of testimony. So now, this is a 103-page order, and this judge meticulously went through each one of these witnesses, all having the same problem, biased and unreliable, exaggerating, leaving out information, no evidence to corroborate the allegations. In fact, their security guard said that he knew a lot about Scott Fitchett because anytime he came, he saw him there, and he testified on the stand under oath that he didn't do any of the things that were alleged in the complaint, and that he had told the attorney general that before the lawsuit was filed, but the attorney general filed it anyway.
They knew it was frivolous.
And then they had the audacity, Matt, to put that person on the stand. You think they want to hide the witness?
I know.
But they put him on the stand.
So they're not only dishonest and what they were doing was unconscionable, they're also incompetent.
Yeah, I mean, they put him on the stand. It's one thing if we had called him. It's another thing if they put him on in their case in chief. He gave that testimony during cross-examination.
But to be that desperate to see babies killed, this is just, it's so tragic, guys.
And so, you know, when you go through a preliminary injunction and a judge goes through testimony by testimony and finds it not credible, unreliable, and
dissects it and proves it,
how are you going to overturn that on appeal? It's not a legal issue at that point. It's a credibility issue, and the judges in the lower court are given a lot of discretion to make weighing of the evidence because they're the ones who actually see the witness in person. They're the ones that have spent hours with them in the courtroom. The appellate judges, they can look at law brand new because it's the same either way. But when we're looking at witnesses, you're going to give deference to the person who actually was able to see the witnesses. And yet they appealed it anyway. It's just another act of their frivolous actions. We will be seeking sanctions against them at some point when this litigation continues. But pray for the case. If we weren't there to defend Scott Fitchett, he would have to have spent on this case over $1 million, maybe close to $2 million for a defense like this. And the only reason we can do something like this and stand for truth and righteousness and life and religious freedom is because of your prayers and your partnership standing with us. As you're standing with us, we're able to stand with Scott Fitchett and others like him. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can make an online contribution to Liberty Counsel to support the ministry right there at the donation button, lc.org. There's also other ways that you can support the ministry there. Read about them, learn about them, and partner with Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.